This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Martha Gurman, she is the founder and CEO of Mindful Games Institute. Martha, welcome to the program today.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So tell me more about your book, Thriving Beyond Survival.
Yeah, the book goes through the model. It outlines our behaviors when we're in survival mode, because you know, once you hear what they are, it's really familiar, but a lot of times we don't think we have any choice. Some people think that worrying is productive, that if they're not worrying, it means that they're not really concerned with what their goal is. Really, it's a whole distraction that keeps you off track, because it's a belief that what you want to have happen, there's a bigger chance that it won't than that it will. Then it also, I talk about the and distinguish our mindset when we're in thriving mode, and so that we recognize it, so that we really do start to have a choice. Because once you're able to recognize where you're at, then you can choose if it's where you want to stay or not. And then I also have there's five strategies I have that are very simple, but they're effective in, if you find yourself in survival mode, if you're in where, you know, you're worried, you're anxious, you're feeling stuck, you're not, any negative emotion is an indicator that you're in that survival mode. If you're frustrated, angry, if you find yourself there, the mindful game becomes, okay, how can I get back to thriving? Because thriving is where we have our best mind working for us, our full capacity. It's where we can be creative and productive and see all our options. Where we're in survival mode, we really have two options. That's either to run or to fight.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. We talk about Maslow's hierarchy of need often and operating from the bottom or the top of the pyramid, and how you make decisions differently.
Mm-hmm. And when we're thriving, we make so much better decisions. When we're worried, we won't be making decisions that are beneficial to ourselves. So once we know that we've got a choice, though, we can start choosing. And that's what I find is I choose. I want to be in thriving mode. So I want to find myself there. And so the game becomes spending more time in thriving and less time in survival. And the strategies go through how to get from survival when you find yourself there and to thriving. Then there's a strategy on how do you stay in thriving longer. Because we don't want to get rid of survival mode. I mean, it's an indicator of something's off track. It's our alert, our warning system. It's just we've spent so much time there that we think that it's normal. We think drama, you know, that if you're not fighting against an enemy and if you're not in drama, that you're not really living, that you must be in this fairy, you know, land. But why is that more any more or less valid than being in thriving? It's we've spent more time there, and most of our models are more about survival. You know, win lose, it's a survival mode model. Villain, victim, hero, that's a survival mode model. It's not a fighting model. And so we're more trained to survive, though, like I said, we're not designed. Our bodies are not meant to spend more than 20 minutes a week, but we tend to spend 24/7.
Right.
Anxious or worried or, you know, something, and to the point where it does feel like it's normal, but we're not at our best.
No, and it really does rob us of joy. And this, I mean, just when you think about how, when you feel fulfilled and you feel like you're thriving, and it's just, you're able to give your best to others. You're able to do better work. You're able to be more creative. You have more fulfillment, and you're a better you for those around you too. I think you're robbing yourself and others when you spend too much time in that. But I like that you're allowed to worry and you're allowed to have that survivor mentality, but it just has its place within this model, and you know where it fits and then what to do about it.
Yeah, and you got a choice. And because the worst thing is to get frustrated because you're frustrated. It just keeps you frustrated. It allows you to, I don't know, it's allowed me to spend more time in thriving, and where it's easier, it takes more effort to worry than it does to create. It takes more effort to be in survival mode.
Yeah.
To be disengaged. It takes more effort to be disengaged.
So Martha, thank you so much for being our guest today. Where can we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. That's Thriving Beyond Survival. We really appreciate you being our guest. What's coming up next for you? Anything exciting on the horizon?
really have a big conference that I'm going to do in some 2017, be a guest speaker at. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I know that you do speak at different conferences. If somebody wants to learn more about you and to more about that kind of opportunity, where can they go?
They can go to my website at mindfulgamesinstitute.com.
Okay.
Or Facebook. I have a Mindful Games Institute page, or my author page, Thriving Beyond Survival website.
Derek Champagne here. Join me on Instagram. It's Mr. Derek Champagne. If you want to see videos from our guests, book giveaways, and more, that's Mr. Derek Champagne.